And then my wife came home one day and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm thinking about going on disability." Now, my wife is a feisty Texas redhead. And she looked at me and said, "No, you're not. I want you to think about everybody who's ever been on disability. What happens to them? They have to prove they're disabled over and over. They never get better." She said, "You've got a lot to offer people. Figure it out." Then she went and made dinner. I was like, all right.
Hey there, Mark P. Fisher here, and today's podcast actually answers the question I'm frequently asked. Mark, why did you start Inspiring Growth, the business and the podcast? Or there's sort of a variation to that question, very similar. It's, why are you so interested in stories of struggle that have led to growth? Well, a few months ago, I was invited by Cause Inspired Media to share my story with a packed room of nonprofit leaders in Charleston, South Carolina. The organization that hosted it is called NANO, or the National Association of Nonprofit Executives. They are a group of passionate and dedicated men and women who do so much for the common good with very little resources. So they recorded my talk, and that's what's going to be part of today's podcast. By the way, every time I say NANO, are you with me? I remember Robin Williams. I know I'm dating myself, but do you remember Mork and Mindy? Do you remember his famous line? Come on.
NANO, NANO.
Right? Oh, anyway. Hey, I want to thank my two sponsors for today, Spotify and Anchor. If you love music and podcasts, you can listen to both now on Spotify without a premium account. So check out Spotify. And if you'd like to start your own podcast, check out my platform called Anchor. They make it easy and free to launch your ideas into the universe. Thanks, Spotify and Anchor, for believing in inspiring growth in and with leaders and their brands. Okay, so today you'll hear my why behind Inspiring Growth, the story of struggle that has led to my growth, which in turn has helped my clients grow. Plus, I'm going to introduce you to Sarah Simones. She's a digital marketing expert who will share two stories of nonprofits who have grown through the Google grant, which if you're a nonprofit, you can receive $10,000 a month in Google advertising. Free digital advertising. We'll talk more about that later in the show. So ready to jump in? All right, let's go.
Thank you. How many fellow executive directors are in the room? I sat in that chair for 8 years and it almost killed me. I became the executive director of a $5.5 million organization called Sandy Cove on the headwaters of the Chesapeake Bay Christian Camp and Conference and Retreat Center. And within the first 4 years, I had 5 stomach surgeries. I did not handle my stress well. My wife and I were raising 5 children, and we're trying to grow an organization that was started in the 1940s. Those 5 stomach surgeries left me with chronic pain, and I began to take a lot of pain medicines. And in 2013, my pain doctor said, "I don't think you're going to want to stay on these meds for the rest of your life, so we have this little procedure called a spinal cord stimulator." I'd never heard of it before, but I'll just tell you very, very, you know this. He does a little incision in my spine. He puts a metal kind of cord up my spine, puts a battery pack on my belt, and he says, "We're going to try it for 7 days. Now, it won't heal you. It'll just block the pain with electrical shocks." That was a tough sell. But the question I asked was, can I get off my pain meds if I use this? And he said yes. See, what was happening to me that I didn't realize is those pain medicines were numbing me. And my wife came to me and said, "I don't know if you realize this, Mark. We have 5 children." She said, "Our last child is being raised by a different father." And I was desperate. So I got that surgery, and it worked glorious for 15 minutes. What no one knew is the doctor accidentally cut a blood vessel in my spine, and I was bleeding out. And it felt like someone had poured acid in my bloodstream, and I lost all feeling from my waist to my toes. And I was rushed to the hospital, and thank God, one of the most skilled neurosurgeons in our state was on duty, and he opened up my back, and he repaired my spine damage. And I'll never forget waking up at 1 in the morning. All 5 of my kids, my wife, are at the foot of the bed, and one of my kids said, "Pop, can you move your toes?" Now, I had no idea what had happened to me. And I just put my toes in the air, and I went, and they started cheering, and I was like, "What happened?" And they told me what I just told you. I tell you that story because when I went home, my board of directors of the now $8 million nonprofit that I had the opportunity to lead said, "Mark, stay home, get better. You've built a good team. Let them handle it." So for 3 months, I did. But in December, 3 months later, they brought me into a board meeting. By the way, just as a side note, after every board meeting, my wife would always say, "Do you still have a job?" They brought me into a board meeting and asked me the absolute right question a board should ask a CEO, and that is, "Do you have the energy to get back on the horse?" Now, I don't know about you, but has there ever been a time in your life where you knew the next thing you're about to say would change the trajectory of your life? Because I said no. And they were a bit taken back. And these are people I had worked with. Yeah, these are my friends. These are 12 people that cared about this organization. And they were a little surprised. And so they said, "Well, can you just go home? We want to talk and pray about this." And the next day, they brought me back in. And I walked into a very quiet room. And the director of HR, who I had trained, was there. And I went, "Okay, I know where we're going." And they just said, "We love you. We appreciate you. You've done great things. Your family and you have just sacrificed so much. We understand you don't have the energy." And so they did something that is so uncommon in the nonprofit sector. They said, "Here's a 1-year severance. We're going to take care of your medical, your retirement, and we're going to hire a career coach for your transition." Come on now. That's a board. I tell you this story because I've sat in your chair, executive directors, for 8 years, and I've struggled to grow organizations, and I didn't handle the stress well, and it threw me to the curb. And during that time of 18 months of getting off the pain medicines, I no longer could have that spinal cord stimulator. I was staring at a wall thinking I'd probably just jump off a cliff. And then my wife came home one day, and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm thinking about going on disability." Now, my wife is a feisty Texas redhead. And she looked at me and said, "No, you're not. I want you to think about everybody who's ever been on disability. What happens to them? They have to prove they're disabled over and over. They never get better." She said, "You've got a lot to offer people. Figure it out." Then she went and made dinner. I was like, "All right." Because sometimes detours aren't actually detours at all. They're actually the path. And while I was sitting on that couch, I got a phone call from a guy. He says, "Hey, Fish, I heard you had some health issues." And so I told him about it. He goes, "Did you ever read that book I gave you a couple of years ago called Same Kind of Different as Me?" I said to him, "John, not only did I read that book, but it started shifting things inside me about how judgmental and arrogant I am about people who are experiencing homelessness." He goes, "Really?" I said, "Why do you ask?" He said, "Well, you're not going to believe this, but I'm now the president of the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions. We have 300 homeless shelters that we serve. Would you be interested in raising support and money for them?" And I said, "If I could do it from my couch." He said, "You're hired. Start a consulting practice. I'll be your first client." And I became friends with the author, and then Paramount hired me when the movie came out to roll out 154 red carpets for homeless shelters across the country to raise $4 million in a single night using this story. Sometimes detours are our path. So Ron said to me as we were working on this project, "Can you help me with a foundation? I want to start a foundation called Same Kind of Different as Me." Long story short is we launched it to bless the homeless and those who serve them. Last month, because of Google Grants and Cause Inspired Media, we had 53,000 people come to our website, of which 1,643 of them got temporary housing because they came through looking, they were searching. I'm homeless shelter near me. We come up first. They clicked in and they found shelter. I tried to do it on my own, guys. I mean, it was hard. So when I found Stephanie found me several years ago, and I said, yes, I'm all in. They've been managing our grants, and last year we got $98,000 worth of Google grants through Cause Inspired Media. I meet with them monthly. We go over and change our ads regularly. I don't have to know the algorithms, write the ad. Well, I do write the ads, but they do all of the work. I tell you all of that because we can't do this thing alone. We need partners. That's what I love about what I do. I had one of my clients is an executive director at a nonprofit in Prescott, and I worked for them for about 2 years. And he called me one day. He says, Fish, he said, I am so grateful. You have inspired growth in me as a leader, and we've grown 62% as an organization. And I'm thinking about running for mayor of Prescott, Arizona. Would you help? I said, hold on just a second. What did you just say? He said, you inspired growth in me. See, my company name was Painfisher Marketing Group. It was my name. And that was the day that a detour became the path. And someone spoke back to me what I was supposed to do with my life, to inspire growth with leaders and their organizations. And I couldn't do it without the partnership with Cause Inspired Media. They helped me help my clients. Any questions? Thank you for what you do. Together, we can make the same kind of difference.
Well, there you have it. By the way, do you have a story of struggle that's led to growth, either personal growth, or maybe it's your business has grown as a result of a struggle? In our next episode coming out this next month, you're going to hear stories of struggle of a business that almost went bankrupt, and then how the team came together and grew exponentially as a result of the struggle. So I'm curious, and I think chances are you might have a story that would encourage and inspire others, a story of struggle in your life. So here's my invitation. Pause and ask yourself, am I ready to share my story? If the answer is possibly yes, please send me an email with your story. Just write it out and send it to mark@inspiringgrowth.biz. That's mark@inspiringgrowth.biz. I may read it on a podcast, or I might invite you to be on the podcast, work through the issues of fear and pride. And if you'd like to record it, you can also do that on the Anchor message link in the podcast show notes. Either way, start with an email to me at mark@inspiringgrowth.biz. Now, let's jump back in with two stories of growth. Sarah Simones is with us in the Inspiring Growth Studios from St. Augustine, Florida, via Zoom. Sarah, welcome to Inspiring Growth. So glad you're with us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, Sarah, tell our listeners a little about who you are and what makes you tick.
I am a senior digital strategist at Cause Inspired Media. It's definitely kind of a loaded word because there's a lot that goes into there. But just to focus on that first part of it, strategy, that is my main job. I talk to nonprofits, I talk to my clients every day, and I tell them what's happening with their digital marketing efforts, be it the Google Ad Grant or Facebook ads, anything integrated marketing. I make sure that they understand what we're doing so that way they know why they pay us every month and all the hard work we put into their account. I look into their goals and make sure I strategize ways that we can help accomplish their goals. And then I help them read and evaluate their monthly reports. So just making sure that they can see progress.
So, Sarah, tell the world, what is a Google grant and why is it important?
The Google Ad Grant is actually $10,000 every month from Google for ad spend. It's a credit. It's an in-kind donation. And basically, the program itself gives nonprofits the opportunity to show ads on the Google search network. So when you're searching things like restaurant near me or events near me, events to do this weekend, all of those keywords, those top listings on the page, those are most likely ads. And for a long time, nonprofits really felt like they couldn't compete in that same industry because it's kind of expensive. And technology-wise, I mean, it's kind of an advanced platform and you might not always have the resources to manage it. So some people call it a second language because it feels like you're learning a second language whenever you're in the account. Google developed Google for Nonprofits, which helped form the Google Ad Grant to make it more accessible for them. And that's basically what we manage. We work with the First Tee. They're actually one of our first clients that ever signed on. So the organization itself is a youth organization, and basically they teach youth the life skills through the game of golf, which is really interesting concept, but they're very big. They're reputable. We were looking for a reputable organization to start working with and really someone who had the grant so we could prove our expertise. They had the grant. They were spending about $2,500 of it every month. And for those of you who know the First Tee, you know that they're a really large. They've got a large reach, over 1,200 locations, I think 150 chapters now. And to only spend $2,500 of the grant, I mean, there were definitely some missed opportunities there. So when they first signed on, we do an initial strategy call where we learn about your goals and the things that you want to achieve. And we tell you how we can turn that into a goal for the grant. Mm-hmm. And so really similar process for them. They had a really big goal, though, of reaching this golf neutral parent. So when your organization is centered around golf, you know, it's really easy to get golf lovers in and involved. And they were looking for more of the parents that they weren't like super excited about golf. They didn't hate it. You know, they just didn't really know how it could benefit their child or how they could use it to teach life skills. And so we had two big goals. The first one was we wanted to increase their conversions, which a conversion is any type of action that happens on your website, registration, a newsletter sign up, downloading a PDF. And we were really focused on those registrations from that golf neutral parent. And then the second thing that we wanted to do for them was max out their grant because we knew they were an organization with the reach enough to max out the full 10 and they had the resources there. So their story is actually really nice because in those first 3 months, we nearly tripled their conversions, which was great. In the next 6 months, we had maxed out their grant so often. And this timeline-wise, maybe like 3 or so years ago, we had maxed out their grant for those first 6 months. And because of that, at the time, there was an additional program called a Pro Ad Grant, where you can get $40,000 every month. And so we applied for them to get that grant. They got it. Now they spend up to like $35,000 to $40,000 every month of the grant, which is great. And just to kind of note on that, the Pro Grant program is closed now. But at the time, it was a really good opportunity for them.
Oh, such good work on behalf of a nonprofit. So if you run a nonprofit, or as I like to say, having sat in the leadership chair for 8 years, it runs you, and you'd like to see how the Google Grants could increase donations and awareness for you and your organization, here's my invitation. Go to inspiringgrowth.biz and click on free stuff. Fill out the simple form and one of my team from Cause Inspired Media will reach out to you. And when you mention Inspiring Growth Podcast, your first month of management services is absolutely free. That's inspiringgrowth.biz. Now, let's jump back in.
So our next story is going to be about Hospice Giving Foundation. They are actually a small nonprofit located in California, Monterey Bay. And they are an organization that provides families with hospice resources and end-of-life care planning resources. It's a really sensitive subject. And I think this is going to be a good story for one of two reasons. One, they're small, but their resources are a gift to anyone, like on a national level. And I know so many nonprofits that have those kind of resources that they want to expose at a national level. And this is going to kind of guide you on how the grant can help you with that. And then the second thing of why they're important is because they do focus on a really sensitive subject, which is hospice care and hospice planning. And a lot of people don't think people search for that kind of stuff on the internet, you know, that they just know it, but it's a really popular search term for sure. So I'm actually going to speak about a specific campaign with them that we helped out with called Notes to My Family. And it's a really beautiful campaign that they do where they provide free documents like will and testament, final assets, final wishes to your family, and they provide it all online for you to download. And so that way you can have that stuff whenever you're planning kind of your end of life care, your hospice care. And so my client had come to me and he had said, you know, this is a really, really important resource that we want people to have. We want people to know that it's from Hospice Giving Foundation. We want to see more downloads for it. And I said, that sounds great. Let's get some tracking set up on your website. So we did some tracking, advanced tracking on their site through Google Tag Manager, tracking PDF downloads. I singled out that one PDF download. We created a goal out of it and analytics, getting a little technical here, but no, then okay. We imported that actually into their Google Ads account and were able to use it to maximize our bids with Google's smart bidding. So now we've got a campaign in their ad grant that is targeting people on a national level, which is really great because they felt like their reach was so local for so long. And on top of that, we're now able to use this smart bidding style and this PDF goal conversion to teach Google's AI, their artificial intelligence, what kind of user we want to see on their website. And it seems like a really big concept, like it's not obtainable for them, but it absolutely worked. It worked really great. And over, I think in about a 3-month time span, we actually had about 758 people download that resource, which was great. We brought in over 90% of their PDF downloads overall, which was really satisfying to see with the grant and seeing that work and you're bringing the right audience there. And overall, it was just a really successful campaign to help them start getting downloads for that. Now, it doesn't stop there because when we notice something's good working with the grant, we keep going with it.
Right.
They were wanting to start an email list. They wanted to have a newsletter list. And that's also a really kind of hot commodity for a lot of people. They want to have an audience that they can reach and let them know what's going on at their organization. So they actually put a form that you had to fill out before you could download that PDF. And so they put that there. You fill out your first and last name. You provide them with your email address. So now you're signed on to their newsletter. And as a gift, you get to download their free resource. And so we advised them to do that. They did it really efficiently on their end. We set up the tracking for it. And now kind of 8 months or so later from when that campaign has started, I can say we get consistently 200 to 300 every month PDF downloads for that, despite even having people having to put their email address in.
My listeners know I talk about passionately about Same Kind of Different as Me and the Same Kind Foundation. And that's one of the grants that you guys help me manage, $9,000 to $10,000 a month. But what's interesting, what I measure, several metrics that I measure for the foundation is this campaign that you guys developed, you know, homeless shelter near me. And that keyword goes into near me. And we began to realize that between 950 and 1600 people per month were finding safe shelter who are experiencing homelessness as a result of our website. And that's because of the Google ad grants are driving traffic in to those keywords, helping them find someplace nearby. And that, you know, that's very satisfying to realize, hey, we're helping them get in off the streets and then back on their feet. Well, listen, hey, I want to invite any of our nonprofit leaders to jump over to the Inspiring Growth website. And here's the thing. I'm going to offer two free things for any nonprofit leader, CEO, executive director, president of a nonprofit. The first one is when you jump over to inspiringgrowth.biz, you can fill out and get a free CEO leader growth report. It's a 56-page robust report for leaders to help you grow as a leader as well as your brand. And the second thing I want to invite you to do is to click on the button, Free Google Ads. And my team and partner over at Cause Inspired Media are going to jump into your world with you. They'll walk with you to figure out, okay, do you qualify and how do we get those grants for you? Now,
That's a free service on their part. And because they are our partners and good friends, your very first month of services with Cause Inspired Media are free. And you go, wait, I thought this whole thing was free. Well, think digital marketing agency, okay? You might get $10,000 worth of ad spend, but you're going to pay Cause Inspired Media monthly management fee. So that's anywhere between $199 and like $550. So it just depends on how much work you have them do. But your first month is free. So go to inspiringgrowth.biz and click on free Google ads. Then our friends will get a hold of you and figure out how they can help you start getting $10,000 worth of free Google ads. Well, listen, folks, if you enjoy the Inspiring Growth podcast, which I hope if you're this far into it that you must enjoy it or you've fallen asleep, please subscribe or review the podcast. That does just great things to give Google juice to our podcast and share it with some friends as well. So thank you, Sarah, for being with us. I'm Mark P. Fisher, Chief Encourager with Inspiring Growth. And remember, connections happen best when we're friendly, when we're present, and when we ask good questions. Grace and peace.